I know I have been really, really late to the game on release first episode of my podcast. I've been really busy, honestly. I started a new job and I have been studying for my BCBA exam and I'm tired. I know it's all the excuses, but I'm really excited to finally get to record one. And I was inspired to record this one because I listened to Post Malone's new album. So I don't know if any of y'all have been able to listen to it or even like Post Malone, but like he's pretty great, you know? And I know. He's not a Christian artist. It's not like, you know, Christian music, whatever. But his album has a lot of good things in it that kind of have some gospel undertones to it, and maybe some clarity needs to be given to it, but it's really good. For the sake of time, I'm not gonna go through all the songs. But I'm really gonna talk about the song Killed a Man, because the whole gist of the song is him basically saying that he put his old self to death and now he's a new creation. And man, does that preach, because there is that goes right along with the Bible, you know? So even in the very first few verses, he says, "I killed a man last night, gave him what he deserved, dug a midnight grave and put him in the dirt. I woke up this morning, my conscience fully clear, felt closer to Jesus than I ever had in years." Whenever we become Christians, whenever, and even I'm like a little hesitant to even say Christians because they, like, we got bad rep, okay? We just got a bad rep because the church has not always been the light of Christ in the way that it should be. Okay, I know some people who might be listening are probably like, "Yeah, I hate going to church." Okay, well, I understand that. But Jesus didn't hurt you if you're hurt. Jesus isn't the one that lied or is hypocritical or anything like that. That's not Jesus. That's people. I just think that the world has kind of got it backwards on what Christianity is, and that there's a lot of unsaved people that go to church and claim that they're Christians. Oh, I said it. I said it. I know. So I say that because we need that foundational knowledge in order to know what it truly means to be saved by Jesus. Because, like I said, a lot of times we think that going to church on Sunday and posting Bible verses on our Facebook page, on our Instagram story, whatever it may be, accounts for Christianity, and it's not, right? So we've got to put ourselves in the right mindset of what that actually looks like. So whenever I listen to the song by Post Malone, and he's saying, you know, "I killed a man, I dug a grave, I put him in the dirt. I'm done with it. I'm done with the old me. I'm completely done with it." Because then he goes on to say, and I love it, he says, "He can't hurt the ones I love. He can't break no angel's heart. He can't take the whiskey bottle and tear my world apart. He can't stand there in the mirror. He can't tell me no more lies. Yeah, I killed a man. I killed a man last night." And so he's saying, you know, my old self isn't gonna act in those ways. I'm not gonna hurt the ones I love anymore. I'm not gonna break people's hearts. I'm not gonna drink until my world is falling apart, right? And if we're comparing that to the Bible, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." So when we think about how he's saying that he's done with his old self. That right there is can correlate right with what 2 Corinthians 5:17 is saying, you know? Because when we are truly saved, and Miss Jackie Walls is amazing, and she was my youth group teacher when I was younger, and she said something that has stuck with me ever since I was like 12, you know? And she said, because when we are truly saved, our want to changes. And I know people who are saved and they still struggle with sin, right? Because just because we're saved doesn't mean that we're not everything's just fine. Especially like if you've had like where you had like specific lifestyles, like if you did a lot of drugs or you cussed a lot or things like that, you know, people don't want to do those things anymore because their want to has changed. Jesus has changed their heart. Jesus has given them a new life. That is going right along with what 2 Corinthians 5:17 says. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So if we're talking about how like the song relates to that, you know, he's saying that like I can't hurt the ones I love. I can't do any of those things. And then he says in the next verse, Lord knows he had it coming. His sins were adding up. But when he drove that girl away, I finally had enough. I could have pled the fifth, but I poured it down the drain, said the sinner's prayer, and I sent him on his way. So he's talking about here, like, and even when I read that part right there where it says, Lord knows he had it coming. His sins were adding up. We all have sin, okay? So let's just note that. But when he says the Lord knows he had it coming, I read that or I hear that and I think of it as how God constantly pursues us, right? Because somewhere else in the Bible it talks about how no one seeks after God. No man seeks after God. The Bible says that somewhere, and I will find it and I will post it in the show notes. But God pursues. So I don't know if you've ever heard of the parable of the sheep, you know, where the farmer or the shepherd or whatever, he has 100 sheep and one strays away and he finds the one. Even though he has 99 more, he finds the one, right? And that's what Jesus does. That's what God does. Because he's so good and he so wants a relationship with us. And he wants to know us better. Or he wants us to know him better and love him deeper, right? And there's another place in the Bible. And I really wish that I remembered exactly where these were. But I can't right now. And it says that God desires for no one to perish, right? That means that even if you have the biggest sin in the world, which I don't know what that would be because sin is sin and it's equal. It's like no sin is worse than the other. And like I think in our own minds, like in our earthly minds, we put like these degrees on sin, and that's not really accurate. In fact, it's not accurate at all because sin is just sin. And we can never pay for it ourselves. We could never clean ourselves up well enough to get to God because we can't. We are sinful. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, right? And they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, their minds were open to the knowledge of good and evil, right? So inherently passed down through, you know, Adam and Eve, really Adam, but we have gotten this sinful nature. And even if you don't know Jesus, or you don't believe in Jesus, or you don't think anything about Christianity or whatever it may be, there is a moral code written inside of you, right? Because that is embedded into us from the beginning. So, like, we all know that killing somebody just for the sake of killing somebody is not good, because God has put that, placed that in us, even if we don't know him. That's part of common grace. Wow. Isn't that crazy? So I say all of that because when we look at being saved, we are saved by grace through faith in Christ. And we may mess up after we're saved. We may not. Okay? But our want to is going to change. We're not going to want to participate in the things that we have before. We're not, if you're truly saved, we're not going to want to talk the way that we do to our significant other anymore. Or if we fly off the handle about things, little things, we're not going to want to engage in that type of behavior anymore because God has changed our hearts. I'm not saying that it won't happen or that if it does happen, then you're not truly saved. But it all comes down to the matter, a matter of the heart. So if something like that happens after you've accepted that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you believe that he was born of a virgin, came to earth, lived a perfect life, and died on the cross and rose from the grave 3 days later to pay for the payment of all of our sins. And now he sits at the right hand of the Father. If you believe that, if you truly believe that, and you still mess up afterwards, and you know and you feel it in your soul, you feel it in the core of who you are that you messed up and you're repentant of it, not guilty, not, oh, crap, I messed up again. And now I gotta go pray. You know, that's not it. I used to say, and I'm even really hesitant about saying it now because I don't want anybody to ever use it as an excuse or flippantly, but I'm just going to say it. Used to, if I messed up, I would say, oh, it's dangerous, man. It's dangerous. I would say, well, it was paid for on the cross. And although that's true, that doesn't give me the excuse to go and act however I wanted to or treat people the way that I treated people and be like, okay, well, God forgives it, because that is flippant and it is dismissing the grace of God and kind of like throwing it back in his face. Like, well, I can act however I want to act because you're going to forgive me. And that sounds like a bratty little teenager. And yeah, it's not right. So being saved is all about a matter of the heart, because you're going to know if you're truly saved. You're the only one who can, you and God himself are the only ones who will know what goes on in your heart, in your mind, with your hands, where your feet walk. He knows the desires of your heart, right? So if you say, yeah, I'm saved, I love Jesus, and the fruit that you bear, because that's in the Bible too. A tree is known by its fruit, right? Because, and I can hear Jody. I can hear Jody asking Jasper one time in, this is like a side note, but I can remember him asking Jasper or Gabe, one of them, during a sermon one time, an apple tree bears what fruit? And he told him, and I can't remember if, maybe he asked both of them at a different time, but in them and their little smart aleck selves said a banana. just to be ornery. Oh man. But the point of that is that a tree is known by its fruit, right? Because a banana tree is going to bear bananas, and an apple tree is going to bear apples. You know, you get the picture. A true Christian is going to act like a Christian, a Christ follower, right? I also want to add to that as Christ followers, that doesn't mean people are doormats. Because I think too, like, it when somebody is a Christian and they stick up for themselves or they don't agree with something, it's almost like it becomes like, oh, you're a bigot and you are you hate us and now you're rude because you don't agree with them. And Jesus was hated. Like, they killed him because he was hated, right? Because he wanted people to know the truth. And that is the reason for this podcast, because I want people to know the truth. Because I think for too long, we have, especially as a culture, have seen Christianity and thought, oh, it's you go to church on Sundays and you wear your dress and you sit and you listen and you sing a few songs and you hear the preacher talk for 45 minutes or however long, and you drink your little coffee and you go home and you call it good, and then we never open our Bible again. We don't talk to the people that are at church. We don't talk to our neighbors. We don't do any of that. We don't forgive. We don't give grace where grace is needed. We just go through the motions and say that we're saved. And a lot of people do that. And that's why Christians have a bad rep. Period. That's it. Because we do not have a good understanding of what it looks like to be a Christ follower. To be a part of a church body that does those things. Or even, we don't even have a good understanding of who Jesus is, because we don't know. And then we are like, oh, well, I'm a Christian, but I only know that Jesus, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, we only know the name Jesus, but we don't know who he is. And like, if the person, your significant other, if you just knew their name and nothing else about them, you would have a lousy relationship. That's the same thing with Jesus. If we just know Jesus, yes, Jesus is the Son of God and he lived on the earth and he was a man and, you know, he didn't sin and, you know, all those things, but yet we don't know anything else about him, then we are very, very likely to represent him poorly. And it irritates me to my core, because like I said in the trailer of the podcast, when I heard Noah Sebastian say that on that interview about how their music deals with the inconsistencies of religion, I thought to myself, that's really how the world sees it, because we have too many people that play church or act like they're Christians, or say that they're Christians and then do not act anything like it. And we don't love people well. That's the bottom line. Because even if I disagree with you, even if you don't believe in God, I can still love you. You know, I can still have a conversation with you. I can still be kind where I'm supposed to be kind. And I can flip tables where I'm supposed to flip tables, because Jesus did that too. And yeah, so that's where I stand on that. And whenever I look at the rest of 2 Corinthians chapter 15, so 17, you know, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. in verse 18, he says, and this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. What that says right there, we are to tell people about Jesus because God has given us that ministry. When we point fingers for the sake of pointing fingers, we are not being effective ministers of the ministry of reconciliation. Because Jesus loved people. He didn't agree with them. He sat with the tax collectors and the prostitutes and the sinners and all that kind of stuff. And people were like, oh my gosh, that man, he's sitting with us. You know, it's like if you go out to the restaurant, they're like, oh my gosh, he's sitting with him. That's what they were doing. That's exactly what they were doing with Jesus. And Jesus was like, and I don't know where he says it either, but I know that it's in there. It's in the Bible where he says it's not the healthy that need a physician, but the sick, right? So as Christians, if we are truly Christians, we're going to see that and see, okay, well, we can sit with the sinners and the tax collectors because that's what Jesus did. That's what we're called to do. In the last chapter of Matthew 28, it's the Great Commission. I can't remember the exact verse. I'm really bad about it, obviously. But in the last chapter of Matthew, you know, the Great Commission is like, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them all that I've taught you, right? That's the last thing that Jesus commands us before he ascends into heaven, is to go and tell other people about him. Not go and point fingers and tell people how bad they are. And, you know, because honestly, like I said before, we all have that inherent, you know, what's right and what's wrong. We're going to know unless we're prideful. And then we're not going to know. We're going to think we're great. And even then, that's a sin, right? Because we cannot do this life without Jesus. And the more that I learn about Jesus himself and it makes me emotional. And the grace that he gives and the promises that he has made and the gift of life that he has given, the more I cannot understand why he would save me. I can't, other than he loves me. And then I'm like, I don't understand why you would love someone like me. I'm a wreck. But he made me. In the Psalms, it talks about how we were knit together in our mother's womb. And he gives us a purpose from the very beginning. Even before we had a name or we were known, God knew us and he gave us a purpose. And he pursues us. So if you take anything from this, I really do pray that you would understand that, because I really feel like I just rambled. But that you would really understand how just the way that the world looks or the way that Christians look in the world isn't always what Christianity is supposed to be. And that the Bible is clear about how our want to changes and how we have a mission to do as Christians. And yeah. So
I hope I made some sense. And if I didn't make sense, y'all just let me know. And I would love to talk about it. This is kind of hard because there's not somebody in here with me for me to just be like, okay, like, you know, give clarity on, or maybe even say it in a different way than what that makes it easier to understand. So I may need a guest at some point. Okay. Yeah. If you have any questions, please, please, please feel free to email me. My email is in the show notes. And I would love to hear what y'all want to talk about. Okay. See y'all later. Bye.